5th of December 2019, Matthew 7, 21 and 24 to 27. It is not anyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, who will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the person who does the will of my Father in heaven. Therefore, everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a sensible man who built his house on rock. Rain came down, floods rose, gales blew, and hurtled themselves against that house, and it did not fall. It was founded on rock. But everyone who listens to these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a stupid man who built his house on sand. Rain came down, floods rose, gales blew, and struck that house, and it fell. And what a fall it had. To live our faith is crucial. By sincerely searching the will of the Father and making that will our nourishment, as Jesus does it, we may live on a sure ground in all the turmoil of our existence. My nourishment is to do the will of Him who sent me and to complete His work. It's written in John 4:34. Thus, not only must a universal, pious desire remain to do the will of God, but it is required a concrete work on ourselves, so that, with the help of God, we can eliminate all that hinder us to fulfill the will of the Lord. Sometimes it happens that people are afraid to ask specifically about the will of God. They fear that the will of God may be different from what they wish. That may in fact be so, because our desires and the associated ideas of happiness know more than our dreams must correspond to the will of the Lord. Then, paradoxically, we even feel threatened by the Lord and dodge Him. So, it easily happens that the old temptation of paradise takes effect when the devil approaches man and teaches him that God wants to withhold from him the important knowledge of good and evil, and therefore does not grant him something good. Look to Genesis. There is a very subtle temptation that undermines trust in God as our loving Father. But if this trust is weakened, then it's very easy for us to arrange life in some ways according to our wishes, because we want to realize our ideas of happiness and not to question them. Trust in God is so crucial that we can ask for the will of God without fear, especially also in those situations we fear or we require a sacrifice and which important decisions are to be made. If the trust in God and therefore also the love for Him grows, then the obedience will no longer be characterized by a tedious putting one's interest back, but he will increasingly get the ease and self-evidentness of the true love. It is worth remembering one of the words of Saint Mary de Guigné: nothing is hard when you love God. The Holy Scripture often seeks our trust in God by showing us the wonderful deeds of God, the countless times He has saved His people, showing us how much God loves us, so that man can understand the love of the Father and so the right image of God and right relationship with God arises. We can ask for trust in God but you can also help it to go. Not we have only the written word of God, but we also can look at and internalize the many situations of our lives in which God protects us. He has led us to do His will, which has not always been what we have imagined, especially when we also include the suffering, the crosses that we have worn, or the Lord with us and for us. Then the trust grows. If the trust prevails more and more in us, then the Holy Spirit can always appeal to us and urge us to fulfill the will of God, and with our participation, we will overcome the existing resistance. And the spirit of piety, one of the gifts of the Holy Spirit, becomes effective in us. It becomes a desire of us to truly know and want to do God's will. In the daily fulfillment of the will of the Lord, love and trust in God grow. His will becomes our food. Just as we rejoice in our earthly life for the meals, the joy grows daily to live in the will of God. In addition to the universal will of God, which we experience through the Holy Scriptures, the teaching of the Church, and the corresponding helpful interpretations, we also perceive it through the inner teacher, which is the Holy Spirit. He is the one who gives us advice and how to recognize the will of God in concrete situations, and also gives us the strength to fulfill this will of God in those situations. If the Lord becomes our foundation in this way, then the house will be built on the rock, and the storms will not bring it down.
The offertory of today, a part of Psalm 25, says, O my God, in you I trust. Let me not be put to shame. Let not my enemies exult over me. Indeed, none who wait for you shall be put to shame.